耶稣预备好了，那我们不需要要理性调节。我们若是理性调节的话，你等于工作了，这样子能妨碍主耶稣基督的恩典。Forsaking God's grace.
Since God has prepared certain graces for us, we do not have to
work.
We do not have to work, otherwise we'll hurt God's grace.
所以这批人呢、啊，他说他们是信耶稣，他们什么事情都来的。他说这是恩典，我们活在恩典当中，恩典大过了我们的罪。
These people, they say that they are Christians, they live in grace, but they do everything because they say the grace is bigger than their sin.
这种人真好像犹太国王国以前的光景。
These people are really like the days before the Israelites lost their country.
他们说、哎、我们不要紧，我们有圣殿，我们有祭司，我们有圣城耶路撒冷，天耶和华不会丢弃我们的，放心好了，这就是耶和华的恩典，我们可以随便。
They said we have the chief priest, we have the temple, we have Jerusalem, we do not have to worry, these are grace from God.
到底怎么样我们晓得，他们遭遇了亡国。
But what happened? Their country perished.
所以这种人呢，真是能招能叫神的审判临到教会。
These people can cause God's judgment come upon the church.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹们，我们也与主同行，我们好像拿牙一样的要藏着敬畏的心。
In other words, dear brethren, when we want to walk with the Lord, we have to be like Noah to have a heart of reverence and fear.
若是我们看创世纪第七章第六章第七章第八章，我们就发现说敬畏到底怎么样子程度叫做敬畏呢？
If we look at Genesis chapter 6, 7 and 8, we'll know what is reverence.
说敬畏就是说，那里说了又说，那呀叫做耶和华所吩咐的心。
Reverence and fear, it says it in Genesis over and over, and that is Noah did according to what Jehovah said.
那这个就是与主同行一个条件。
This is a condition of walking with the Lord.
主这么说，我就这么行。
God says it this way, and this is the way I act.
别人说我不合时代，我不理他。
Other people say I'm behind times, I don't pay any attention to them.
别人说你这样子就开倒车，好吧，我就停了开倒车。
Other people say I'm going back.And I'll be glad to do that if that is what they say.
可是我发现啊，那些肯开刀车、肯不合时代的人，神与他同在，他的工作就蒙福。
I have found out that those people that are willing to be backward, to be going back, God is with them, and that they will have blessings.
是说开刀车是他们说的，我们知道，我们不是在那里开刀车，我们只知道。遵循耶和华所吩咐的，为什么我要遵循？因为我敬畏他。
They call it behind time, but all we are concerned of is to be doing what the Lord has for us to do in order to walk with Him, to please Him.
那么还有一点，我们要讨主的喜悦。
There's another point. We want to please the Lord.
怎么样能讨主的喜悦呢？
How can we do that?
有一句圣经我们很熟的。
There's a verse that we are very familiar with.
可是平常中我们没有留意到这样子做是讨主的喜悦。
But sometimes we do not know that in doing so we find favor in God's sight.
请你们看罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们都知道罗马书第十二章头上几节是告诉我们奉献的事情。
We all know that chapter 12 of Romans, the first few verses talking about the living sacrifice.
恐怕我们没有留意到，圣经清楚告诉我们说，这样子做是神所喜悦的。
Maybe we have not paid attention to the part that it says that this pleases God, is acceptable to God.
不但如此，第二节告诉我们说，叫我们能参与何为神的。善良、纯洁、可喜悦的旨意。
Not only that, but in verse 2 it says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这清楚告诉我们的，我们要与神同行的话，有一个条件一定要履行的，就是说把我们自己奉献给人。
It tells us that one of the conditions in order to walk with the Lord is to give ourselves to God as a living sacrifice.
那关于奉献的事情，中国教会以往有个大错误。
Concerning to this sacrifice.
Concerning to dedication,
the Chinese churches have a wrong concept.
中国教会以前说。什么叫做奉献？奉献就是哪些人要做全道人人去奉献。
Chinese churches have been talking about what is dedication. It is only for the people who want to go preaching.
可圣经没有这么说。
The Bible does not say.
圣经没有说弟兄们啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们，愿意做全道的人，将身体献上当作活祭。
The Bible does not say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that those who want to preach dedicate your bodies as living sacrifices.
圣经只告诉我们弟兄们。包括一切信主的人，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭。
Instead, it says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，也是神所喜悦的。
This is wholly acceptable unto the Lord.
奉献，换句话说，主这样子恩待我们，他有一个愿望，什么愿望呢？并不是要你给他许多的钱，并不是要你奔跑许多的路，他所要的就要你自己把你自己奉献给他。
God treats us so nicely, and He has a hope, and that is that we will dedicate ourselves to Him.
另外一个圣经能帮助我们明白什么叫做奉献。
There's another verse that can help us understand what it means to have dedication.
哥林多后书第五章。第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
这也是保罗的奉献。
This is also Paul's dedication.
所以，无论住在身内，离开身微，我们一了之乡，要什么呀？要得主的喜悦。第五章。
Here it says.Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him.
原来的意思是我们有一个 ambition, 有一个用心要得主的喜悦。
In the original meaning, we have an ambition to please God.
这个就是奉献。
This is dedication.
奉献换句话是什么叫奉献呢？就是说为主而活。
What is dedication?It is to live for God.
不是说你也一定要出来做全道。
It is not saying that you have to be a preacher.
事实，做全道这件事情是非常严重的事情。
In fact, to be a preacher is something very serious.
我想是马丁路德说的一句话了。他说：“你们应该怕全道，好像怕地狱的火一样。”
Martin Luther said, "You also have fear to become a preacher, just like you fear for the."
你晓得中国教会以往吃亏在什么地方？
You know the Chinese churches suffered one thing.
不是说没有全道。
It wasn't that there weren't any preachers.
那太多全道。
But that there were too many.
太多没有主差遣的全道。
Too many that were uncalled, that were not called.
他们不是全道，他们在那混道。
They were not there to preach, they were there to confuse.
没主的早晨，他们没有信息。
Every morning, every Sunday morning, they did not have a message.
那么东抄西抄，东偷西偷，车成功一篇，复印一下。
They copy here, some from here, some from there, and they put it together and they preach.
你想，主若是没有差遣的话，主为什么都要负责？主不负责的。
Since God did not send them, of course God would not be responsible for them.
所以做全道是一件非常严重的事情，你一定要等候在神面前清楚神的差遣。
Therefore, to become a preacher is something that is very serious. You have to be very clear, waiting upon the Lord.
若是做差遣的话，你能感觉到里面有一种催逼的能力，催逼你，非如此就不行。
God calls you, you will feel it, that you have an urge inside you to do so.
就是你有这种推动力在那里，你还是要从主说，主啊，我感觉到你在那里催逼我，可是求你给我清楚的呼召，不然的话我不出来。
Even when you have that urge inside you, you have to pray. You say, Lord, I feel this urge, but please give me a clear call.
去年秋天的时候，我在纽约市领会。
Last fall, I was leading a meeting in New Jersey.
有位弟兄，他不晓得你哪一种的这个 PhD， 无论如何。他得到了 PhD， 他回到台湾去教书，教了一些时候，那么那个时候回来呢，他告诉我，他就说他还不清楚整个护照，那么我告诉他说，我说弟兄，你一定要清清楚楚，不然的话，后来主不负责，你不能怪主。
His brother, he received a doctorate degree in something, and then he went back to Taiwan to teach, and then he came back, and he told me he wasn't very clear about God's call, and I told him.That brother, you have to be very sure about God's call before you do anything.
他问一句话，他怎么能知道神清楚的呼召呢
？How can you be very clear about God's call?
我说弟兄，要你担心做什么
？I said, brother, why are you worried about that?
你以为他没有法子吗
？You think that God doesn't have a way to let you know for sure?
当时他听起我这个话的时候，好像有一点勉勉强强啊。
And he took my answer hesitantly.
感谢主，不久以前他写给我一封信。
Thank the Lord, not long ago he wrote me a letter.
他说，当时你说这个话，我好像有点迟疑不决。
When you were saying this, I hesitated what you meant.
我现在才清楚看见了你所说的话是对的。
Now I'm very clear about what you said was right.
因为我现在到现在，我才清清楚楚知道主给我的呼召。
Now I'm very clear about God's call for me.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们都太本事啊，好叫神啊，我来帮帮忙，你愈帮愈忙。
Dear brethren, so many times that we think that we are very smart, we try to help God, and we mess it up instead.
神要差遣你，神不呼召你，神就没有法子呼召你、差遣你，那这个神还是像神
？If God wants to send you, of course He has a way to call you. If He does not have a way to call you, He's not God.
可是这个奉献并不是你做全道就奉献。
But here the dedication that we are talking about is not to go out as a missionary.
奉献是每一个弟兄姊妹们要奉献的。
Dedication is something that every brother and sister ought to do.
主为你死，主为你复活，主把他自己生命给你，他向你要求是什么
？Christ died for you. Christ resurrected for you. What is it that he wants from you?
他就是说。他所要的就是你能向他说主啊你这样子爱我从现在起我愿意为你而活
What he wants you to do is to say Lord you have done so much for me from now on I want to live for you
多年以前我还记得我那个时候还在上海有个成灵会当中呢有一位弟兄啊我在那里讲奉献的问题的时候有位弟兄在那里哭
Many years I was still in Shanghai in a spring conference. As I was talking about dedication, a brother was crying.
他是这个康院，你们老是懂得上海的康院资官墙的一个经理。
He was the manager of
康源 Kenneth Food.
It was a company, manufacturing company.
Kenneth Food 这个官德事务店的康源。
Ken Food Manufacturing Company Manager
他在那里哭
He was waiting there
所以在会以后我就跑过去我说弟兄我可以 帮忙你吗
Later on I went over and said brother can I help you
他说你要我奉献我想奉献我又不敢奉献
Brother you want me to dedicate myself I want to do so but I don't dare to
我说为什么你不敢奉献
So why is it that you don't do it?
他说我就怕我奉献以后神老师说好你奉献了你我叫你去拉王八车我又拉不动怎么办呢
So I'm afraid that if I do dedicate myself and if God sent me to pull a rickshaw and I'm not strong enough to do so
我说弟兄我差不多笑出来我不敢笑就是
I felt like laughing I didn't do it
我说弟兄比方说你的孩子今天跑到你的面前说爸爸从今天起我样样都听你的话好不好你会不会说好儿子你去拿王八车
Does that if your child one day comes before you and say, Father, I'll do whatever you want me to, will you turn around and say, all right, son, go and pull a rickshaw?
他说不会。
No, he said, no, I won't do
that. 我说，那么你会对他说什么话？
What would you say?
他说我一定说，哦，要儿子啊，你这样子爱我，爸爸一切都是你的啊。
I would say to him, wow, good boy, everything that I have is yours.
我说你以为对这样子对你儿子，你以为天上的天父这样子凶暴的吗？
If you as a man know how to treat your son this way, you think that our God in heaven is so cruel?
他想了一下，坏事给他消起来，他说，哎，真的真的啊，为什么我有这么想法的？
He thought about it for a while and then he broke out laughing because he said, I don't know why I had that thought in my mind.
弟兄姊妹们，当一个人要信主，当一个人要奉献的时候，那个时候是魔鬼最忙的时候。
The brethren, when a person wants to believe in God, he wants to dedicate himself, that is the time that Satan is busiest.
有时候他有容易中啊，不合理性的这个思想会放在人的头脑里面的。
Sometimes he'll place something that is illogical, unreasonable into one's mind.
魔鬼知道这一点。
Satan knows that.
您信了耶稣了，我现在没有办法了，叫你不信了。
Now that you have already become a Christian, I cannot help that.
所以第二步他这个方法是希望你不会做天国的人才，那么这样子呢，主的国度啊将来就要迟延。
The second step is that he hopes that you will not become a talent in the kingdom of God, so that
personnel
in God's kingdom, and that in that way God's kingdom will come later.
所以凡是奉献的这些事情，他有法子能阻挡人，他一定尽量想法子阻挡人，好像他尽量想法子阻挡人信耶稣一样的。
So that he has a way in preventing a person to dedicate himself, he will try it just like he will try everything to prevent a person from accepting Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣基督不是说不想再来。
Yes, brethren, it is not that Jesus Christ does not
want to. 你们真正懂得圣经的话，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督已经预备了这里 ，ready to come.
If you really understand God's word, you will know that Jesus Christ is ready to come.
但是现在问题是人才没有预备好，为什么？
But the problem is that the personnel are not prepared.
你要开一个公司或者开一个学校，没有人才，你做什么？
If you want to have a company, a school, if you do not have the personnel, what can you do?
你们记得主耶稣基督应许我们说，他去预备地方，预备好了以后来接我们，是不是？
You remember when Jesus Christ said that I have gone to prepare a place for you, and after that he will come back to take us.
什么事情？主耶稣基督预备了2000年还没预备好。
Why is it what took Jesus so long to have prepared a place for 2000 years already?
他把天地用一句话就成就了。
He created the earth, heavens and the earth with just one sentence.
但他现在预备我们住的地方，预备了2000年都还没有预备好。
Now to prepare a place for us, it took him 2,000 years.
到底什么困难
？What is the problem?
这困难就是说，造天地，样样都在他手里。现在预备我们住的地方，这个材料不止在他手里。材料在哪里？在你身上，在我身上。
To create the heavens and the earth, the cosmos, everything is in God's hands. But to prepare the place for us, all the supplies, all the material, all the personnel are not in God's hands. It is in our free will.
所以，为这个缘故，他的国度一直到现在不能再来。
For this reason, his kingdom has not come.
我今天早晨说了，我要再提一提啊，希望弟兄姊妹把这个意思、啊、带回到许多的这个 Bible study group 里面去。
I said that this morning, but I'll repeat it. Hope you'll bring this back to your Bible study.
许多弟兄姊妹们感觉到神这几年这样子恩待中国的青年人。
So many people feel that these years God has blessed the Chinese Christians.
为什么缘故呢？
Why?
大概是。大罗的门呢不久就要开。
Maybe because the door of mainland China will open soon.
所以你主预备这批青年的人到大罗去传福音。
God is preparing these personnel to go into mainland China to preach.
我很欣赏今天早晨、啊、我们的弟兄李牧师告诉我们，告诉我们他的意见，他的说法，同许多的人正好相反。
appreciate what Reverend Lee said this morning, that his opinion is different from most people.
不得，老实说，等到大陆开放以后，我们这批人恐怕还不配去全党。
He said, frankly speaking, that when the door is open, we are not good enough to preach in mainland China.
那么，中为什么会这样子恩典我们中国的青年人？
Then why is it that God is blessing the Chinese Christians?
神很恩典给高丽的教会。
God is also blessing the Koreans.
但是呢，在这里的高丽人，神没有赐福给他们。好像是否给我们中国的青年人
？But the Koreans in North America are not so blessed as the Chinese are.
那么，主有什么目的在哪里
？What is the purpose there？
弟兄姊妹们，我看见这个目的。
Yeah, brethren, I see this reason.
神现在所预备的、所要的是他的国度。
What God is preparing for is His kingdom.
我们今天早上已经说过，神创造世界的目的和拯救我们的目的，就是为拿国度。
We have said this already this morning that the reason that God created us and the reason that God saved us are all for that kingdom.
他的国度要降临，人才不够。
His kingdom will come, but he does not have enough personnel.
所以现在他用一个速成法。
So now he is using a very short method, very quick method.
他看来看去啊，许多年轻人当中啊，看来看去。中国的年轻人还是不错。
He look at all the young people, and he feels that the Chinese young people are good.
真的，弟兄姊妹，我真看见这一点。
True, I really feel this way.
所以我心中很有感动，主啊，谢谢你，你这样子恩待我们中国的年轻人。
Therefore, I really thank God that God has blessed the Chinese young people.
换句话说，神看来看去还是想中国的年轻的人呢，将来能做他。天国的人才。
In other words, God looks around and finds that the Chinese can be the personnel in the kingdom of God.
所以求主怜悯我们，不要让神在我们身上失望。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we will not disappoint our God.
让我们咬紧牙关，打倒主给我们在我们身上的愿望。
Let us try to accomplish what God wants us to do.
要达到主的愿望的话。有一个负责，我们一定要有的，就是说要奉献自己。
In order to accomplish what God wants us to do, one thing we have to do is to dedicate ourselves.
换句话说，奉献自己就是说开始与主同行的一个标志。
In other words, when we dedicate ourselves, it is an indication that we want to walk with the Lord.
让我们祷告好吗
？Let us pray.
魔鬼现在有两个诡计，我们要留意。
Satan has two plots that we have to be careful of.
第一，他尽量想法子叫我们不祷告。
Number one, he tries very hard for us not to pray.
因为他知道祷告是支出属灵的恩典。
Because he knows when we pray, we are getting power and grace from God.
Apply God's good grace.
We're applying God's grace.
他如果有啥子叫我们不祷告的话，那我们灵不赦罗也为赦罗了。
If we do not pray, then our spiritual lives will become weaker.
他知道这点。
He knows that.
所以他用尽量想法子叫我们不祷告。
So he tries real hard for us not to pray.
那么今天也这是一个教会衰落的大原因，许多教会这个祷告会啊，甚至只有小猫三只四只。
This is also the reason why so many churches are so weak today. So many churches in their prayers, there are very, very few people go.
那么这个也恐怕就是原因，有多少的时候我们不能过得胜的生活。
This is also a reason why so many times we cannot have a sanctified life.
所以每天早晨起来的祷告非常重要。
It is important to pray in the morning when you get up.
可是多少的时候，你早晨一起来的时候，我们想，好吧，顾一下，我们再祷告，我祷告吧，顾一下，一直到今天晚上，一直到那天晚上，你还是没有机会祷告。
So many times we think about praying later on and later on and finally even at night we still haven't prayed.
所以路上我们现在立一个志愿说每天早晨醒过来第一件事情我什么都不做第一件事情就是向神祷告。
Let us make that determination that when we get up in the morning the first thing that we'll do is to pray.
若是你能这样子的话你能看见那一天结成面积能蒙恩典
If you're willing to do this, then you will find it that day will be blessed by the Lord.
所以现在好不好给弟兄姊妹我给你一个机会你能不能结成面积同时说神啊帮助我叫我从现在起每天早晨一醒过来我第一件事情是祷告
Can you say to the Lord that Lord help me that the first thing that I will do every day is pray?
先说不要去洗脸你有时候一洗脸就忘记了你或者说这样子脸脏是不是不大好这很见人啊求主的保释再给你比你洗脸更干净吗我每一天祷告以前总是唱那个八超五十叫不超五十 quite than snow 那么求主将我洗使我不超五十这个是最好祷告的祷告一切的转钩
Before I pray I always sing that quite than snow
有多少弟兄姊妹们请愿意同主说主啊我从现在起每天一切也一早醒来第一件事情是祷告
How many of you are willing to say that Lord from now on every morning when I get up the first thing I'll do
你若是有这样子自愿的话不但你要你神不但愿意看见你心神也愿意看见你动作你愿意不愿意在上面举举手就放下来赞美主赞美主啊，赞美主愿主帮助你们坚固你们的思想还有哪一位主能帮助你们每天早上醒过来第一件事情就祷告
God can help you. Every morning when you wake up, the first thing you do is to pray.
我很高兴的是有去年在威明顿的时候，我碰见一位 DuPont 里面做工的弟兄。
Last year I met someone from Wilmington who works in DuPont.
他是参加这个。就叫做 Highland 的这个 Family Conference 在那里我也提起这一点问这个问题
He went to the Highland Family Conference there I talked about the same thing
后来我遇见他的他很高兴他说我告诉你一件事情啊，你叫我们说每天早上一醒来就祷告我离定志愿这样子说他从我离定志愿这样子说以后他说轮子一方面从来没有麻烦
He said that time you answered to wake up every morning and to pray right away and I have started to do that and since then I haven't had any problem
personal problem 他因为他在地方这个里面管一个部分所以底下有几个人同他一同做事情常有人事上的麻烦因为特别是他们是这个美国人常有人事上的麻烦但是他从他天天这样一醒来就先为一切事情祷告他说从来没有麻烦
and ever since he did that he did not have any moreconflict with people in the company
还有哪一位你愿意天天起来第一件事情就祷告
anyone else
请赞美主赞美主啊
Mr. Lord anyone else
赞美主还有赞美主啊你这个动作很要紧的动作你也能告诉你说我这生命就有了这个动作我一定要靠主的恩典守我的志愿
This is very important. You have to make this indication.
还有哪一位吗
Anybody else?
好，谢谢主。还有吗？不要等啊。等主。还有吗
？Anyone else?
这是讲你这说的一个方法，这也就是说与主同行的实际的行动。你早醒来第一件事情就是与主同行。
This is the first thing you do when you wake up and you walk with the Lord.
现在第二个邀请 所以我们当中有多少弟兄姊妹们，你从来没有把自己奉献给神的，你愿意不愿意今天说，主啊，好，我知道你爱我，我从今天起我要为你而活。
The second invitation is there anyone here that you have never dedicated yourself before, but now you say, Lord, from this day on, I want to live for you.
Yeah. 请你把你的手在这里举一举。
Will you raise your hand?
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
还有哪一位？赞美主。
Anybody else? Praise the Lord.
赞美主。还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
主为你死，主为你流血，他对你就一个要求。你愿要你向他说主啊，我从现在起愿意为你而活。
Christ died for you, he shed blood for you. He wants you to do one thing, and that is to say, Lord, from this day on, I live for you.
换句话说，你什么都是为他而做。
In other words, whatever you do, you do it for the sake.
弟兄们，你暂且养家，请你记得这个家是主教给你的家，是为主的缘故养家。
When you make money to feed the family, you should also remember that this family was given to you by God.
姊妹们，你有小孩子，请记得这小孩子是你教给他的，你是主的奶妈，好好的当心主给你的小孩子，这个就叫做奉献。
Mothers, you have children, you know that God has given you these children, and you should take care of them for God. And this is dedication.
有哪一位愿意？有位同志说：“主啊，好，我现在起，我也愿意为你而活。”还有哪一位？还有哪一位？感谢主。还有哪一位？在我们当中，或许有些弟兄姊妹们曾经你奉献过的，可是你感觉到你奉献以后没有顾纳奉献的生活。
Maybe among us there are people who have dedicated themselves once.They feel that they have not led a sanctified life.
那你现在想，我有什么意思呢？我就是奉献自己，表示我自己奉献，我还不能好好过奉献的生活。
And you say, well, I have already dedicated myself. I'm not able to lead a sanctified life. What good does it do me?
我告诉你，这样子想法的话是魔鬼那里来的思想。
Let me tell you that this thought has come from Satan.
你看小孩子开始学走路的时候怎么样？
Look at the children when they learn to walk.
他们会跌倒。
They fall.
他们甚至会哭。
They cry.
小孩子好就好在这里，他跌倒了，他哭过以后，他还是要对着。
After they fall, after they cry, they get up and they try again.
所以他后来就会走了。
Finally, they learn to walk.
如果他跌倒一次两次，哭了不敢再走了，那小孩子永远不会走。
But after a few times he quits, he doesn't get up.And he will never learn how to walk.
所以不要灰心，靠主的恩典再起来。
Therefore, do not give up. By the grace of God, get up again.
有这样子弟兄姊妹们，我希望你在神面前重新奉献自己，说：“主啊，靠你恩典，我要再向前进。”
If you're in this category, I ask that you will, by God's grace, once again get up and live for Him.
有这样子弟兄姊妹们吗
？Anyone else?
下面读。
下
面主，下面主，不要灰心，不要上魔鬼一当。主不是一切到位要将刑罚给我们的主，主是原向我们施恩典的主。
We know that God does not want to punish us, not want to give us blessings.
还有哪一位
？Is there anyone else?
下面主，主看见你手，下面主，主看见你手，还有哪一位？谢谢主，谢谢主，不要灰心啊！这主没有难成的事，立脚起来再走。或者有人说，万一我今年又不能好好过得胜的生活，怎么样？好，下一次有机会的再起来。靠主的人就总能有一天，你总能走得到。我这是我们的信心。
This is the faith we ought to have.Do not be afraid of whether you'll be able to walk by faith or not.
现在没了一个邀请，弟兄姊妹们。
This is the final invitation.
有多少弟兄姊妹们，若是主要差遣你，你愿意同主说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
how many brothers and sisters is that calls you to go and just say, Lord, here am I, send me.
这样子的原因的弟兄姊妹们呢，我要请你们站起来。
Those who are willing to do this today, I hope to do this tomorrow.
若是主差遣你，你说主啊，我愿意你，我在这里，请差遣我。这样子，弟兄姊妹们，请你站起来。还有啊，还有哪一位？还有哪一位？你就这样子奉献的，主不一定差遣你。我告诉你，啊。若是真辅导你的话，那换句话说，真正看重要你。换句话，他感觉到你将来是天国里面有用的人才。还有哪一位？还有哪一位吧？我想这班的弟兄姊妹们，谢谢主，这班的弟兄姊妹们，李牧师，你好吧，请当请到前面的为这班弟兄姊妹特别祷告。
因为你是庄家的主，主啊，今天我们一起来到你面前，主啊，我们再一次看见主耶稣基督的十字架活化在我们面前。主啊，不是人的话在这里激励人，主啊，乃是你的灵在我们中间动工。主啊，让我们能够看见我们这些人今天成为何等人，都是你的恩造成的。主啊，我们即使把我们自己的生命完全摆在祭坛上，也不能报答你的慈爱于万一。但是主啊，我们今天既然受了你慈悲的感召，主啊，我们今天愿意把我们自己完完全全的摆在祭坛上。主啊，我们得救是一次得救，永远得救。主啊，让我们的奉献也是一次奉献，永远不收回。主啊，让我们今天站在你的面前，主啊，看见庄稼已经熟了的图画。主啊，让我们就愿意说，主，你既然要差遣我们，虽然我们不配，我们愿意把自己摆在你的手中。主啊，在这末世的时候，主啊，能够成为耶和华主啊这一个的军队，主啊，能够出去为你打那美好的仗，去收那已经成熟的庄稼。主啊，我们承认，主啊，前面的路不好走，但是主，我们感谢你，我们是与你同行的。主啊，我们不是凭着我们自己的热心来侍奉你，主啊，是耶和华的热心要成就这一切。主啊，我们实在看见中国的教会蒙恩170多年来，主啊，我们实在是在那里白占地处，主啊，我们是空有之业。主啊，今天晚上我们真是看见你自己的慈爱在这里吸引一般的弟兄姊妹。主啊，愿意把自己奉献，主啊，作为活祭来满足你的心意。主啊，我真是把这一批弟兄姊妹交在主你的手中。主啊，我们并不比别人强，主啊，我们并不比别人好，主啊，我们只愿意把自己交在你自己的手中，让主你在往后的日子来装备我们，来使用我们。主啊，在使用我们以前，真是用你自己的生命来塑造我们，用主你自己的话来装备我们，用主你自己在我们身上圣灵的工作来雕刻我们。主啊，让我们越来越像主你自己的形象。主啊，我们是在求主，让我们再一次说，主啊，我们的奉献跟得救一样，是靠恩奉献的。主啊，我们恳求主你施恩怜悯我们每一个弟兄姊妹，让我们在你的面前不轻易的向你许愿，不轻易的向你立约。主啊，因为你是守约是慈爱的主。主啊，有的时候我们会背乎自己，但是你却不能背乎自己。主啊，你今天看见我们奉献在你的面前，主，你就要悦纳我们。主啊，我恭恭敬敬的，欢欢喜喜的，把我的弟兄和姐妹交在主你的手中。主啊，我们都记得你未曾应许天色常蓝，人生服侍的道路花香常漫。
主啊，我们就把这一班弟兄姊妹交在主你的手中，求主给他们有一个付代价舍己天天背十字架跟随你的决心。主啊，既然我们现在愿意与主同行，就与主同行直到见你的面。主啊，我们把这一班弟兄姊妹仰望你。主啊，我们在你面前忠心至死的这个忠心也是从你那里所领受的，所以现在求你把这个忠心赏赐给我们。主啊，让我们实在看见你把我们带到北美洲，主啊，绝不是突然的，总有你自己的匠心，总有你自己的安排在。所以求主给我们一个严肃的心，主啊，像你的话所说，让我们带着一个敬畏公义的心，从此以后来侍奉你，来跟随你，来传扬你。愿主你垂听我们的祷告。主啊，让我们在你面前不忘记我们在你面前许的心愿，祷告交托仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名字。
Amen. 愿智慧都丰丰富富地告诉你，让你丰丰富富地恩待我们。主，谢谢你，你告诉我们说，我们进到你面前，你是我们的踏实。主，你是我们的一切，是求你恩待我们，给我们放心到你面前来，叫我们大胆地把一切所要的都告诉你。你以为把我们一切所要的都凭着你丰盛恩典慈爱赏赐给我们，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们于心感谢你赞美你。为这些弟兄姊妹们，我们高兴欢喜，求主你施恩典给你自己儿女们，叫他们看见魔鬼怎样用诡计来攻击每一个人的祷告，叫他们不能支持你属灵的恩典，以致他们在属灵一方面没有法子长进。主啊，求你怜悯你自己儿女们，叫他们看见我们这个单纯的严重心，叫我们知道如何常与你同行，以致那恶解在我们身上没有机会。我们要感谢你，赞美你，今天有这么多的弟兄姊妹们奉献自己，他们向你说，主啊，从现在起我要为你而活，因为你为我死，为我流血，你还为我预备了国度掌权的事情。主啊，你的爱太奇妙，我们这么微小可怜的人，你愿意我们把自己奉献给你，我们还有什么话说呢？主啊，我们把我们自己交在你手中，求主你引导带领，叫我们真能为你而活，不是叫我们有一点知识所为你而活。主啊，求你真在我们生命方面改变过来，叫我们真能天天为你而活，因为为你而活，我们才能谈得到与你同行，为你而活，才能叫别人看见你荣耀在我们的身上。主啊，我们不能不承认说，多少的时候我们不能荣耀你，不能叫别人看见你的荣耀在我们身上。愿主你恩待我们，怜悯我们，求主你要深地看顾有些弟兄姊妹们，他们感觉到心中惭愧，因为他们没有好好过属灵的生活。但是主，你是丰盛有丰盛慈爱怜悯的主，你也是能体恤我们软弱的主。所以主，求你赦免我们弟兄姊妹们软弱的罪，求你恩典使怜悯，叫他们现在起来不再倒下去。主，谢谢你，我们并不是靠自己的能力，那是依靠那为我们心心苍思沉重的主耶稣基督。我们感谢你赞美你，因为你到底是我们的阿拉法，你也到底是我们的俄美加，我们到底是你手里的工作。感谢你赞美你，主啊，我们是在你手里的工作，人有软弱，有时候不能成就他的工作，在你没有难成的事。你既然把我们放在你的手中，成为你的工作，主啊，感谢你赞美你，感谢你赞美你，我们相信你一定会成就你的工作。纵然我们不配，我们不想样子，但是你有法子，你有法子把我们不想样子变成样子，变成想样子，把我们不可能的变成可能的。主啊，我们就这么相信你，我们相信在你的手中，你已经开始在我们身上做工，你一定也会成全你的工作，你一定会造就我们成为你天国的人才。我们感谢你赞美你，我们要祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
全世界所有人，天恩待有人，
比如说我们变成时间对我说哎快乐的样子，OK？ 我们说，快乐的样子。